This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Marks, Cora's Chris Ranji. We are at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. Hour two of the show today. We go until 12. Then it is Dave Glover and Kevin Wheeler taking over. The gates are going to open at Busch Stadium at 12 o'clock. The pregame ceremony starts at 2:30, and they are recommending, even though there was talk about there not being a sellout or a lot of people coming, you definitely want to get down here early today if you're trying to get into the ballpark, because it will take some time. It always does on opening day, so they recommend you come down here early. We are now joined by the president of the Cardinals, Bill DeWitt III, who joins us today on KMOX. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. Happy opener.
We said this to Chip Carey, like, this doesn't get old, right?
No, it's great. It's always a fun day on the calendar. It's a transition day for the season. You know, it's it means that we're headed for warmer days, and the winter's kind of starting to get behind us, and we've got Cardinal baseball to enjoy on a daily basis, and it's just such a fun, exciting time in St. Louis, and I love how people kind of treat it like a holiday.
Well, we're campaigning. Kids should be off school. I think people should get off work officially.
I should be off work.
This isn't work. This is amazing. But I think everyone else, schools should be closed. It should be a citywide, statewide, really, holiday.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Next time I'm in Jeff City, we'll start lobbying.
Yes.
This will be the new thing.
Yes, yeah, I think that's great. We actually, earlier this morning, we chatted with CBS chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett. Technically, he's a San Diego Padres fan, but he said nobody does it like the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, he praised Cardinals Nation. He praised the St. Louis Cardinals opening day. It really is something spectacular.
Yeah, it's a great formula. We, just driving in, you could see people already tailgating.
Yeah.
And then from a programming standpoint today, just how do you beat the Clydesdales, you know, and then all the Hall of Famers and their red jackets, and just like a sense of renewal and, you know, rekindling, thinking about the past and the great legacy of this wonderful franchise. And then looking ahead, you know, you turn the page and you say, all right, what are we up to this season? And learn about the new players and see them out there. And just like a great warm vibe for everybody in St. Louis today.
What are you, because the opening day is done so well here, and the Cardinals have done it well at Busch Stadium for as long as I can remember. Is there an attempt to try and, you know, freshen it up or change it up? Or do you just like to keep it as it is because it seems to work?
We kind of chuckle every year because we ask ourselves that question, and we always kind of return back to the formula, because how do you top it? We'll do some things different every year, like the video montage that kind of gets everybody excited and pumped about the season, you know, that highlights our, you know, our current players and stars. And then, you know, we always have a little bit of reminiscing about maybe who we've lost, and but you know, the formula of the Clydesdales and the Ford trucks and the and the Hall of Famers, and then just like things that everybody expects. You don't. You definitely got to deliver that.
Right.
And then,
gotta play the hits.
You got to play the hits. Yeah. That's right. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Are there little tweaks or things that people might notice, look forward to today around the stadium?
Yeah. I mean, I think as far as like the stadium itself, one thing we did is invest in a whole new speaker system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you won't see that, but you'll hear in areas that were a little cumbersome with the volume and even some dark spots. Those should be all fixed. Now, opening day might be a little bit of like, wait a minute, this is too loud. But then we have the system to tweak all that with all these new speakers.
Is it going
to
be loud like Dodger Stadium? I don't know if you have been there, but oh, my God. Their sound system is unbelievable. It is so loud.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing that you'll, if you ask Cardinals fans, half of them will say it's too loud and half is too soft. Right?
So, all right.
So,
like, I guess that's perfect, but it's also because we didn't have a super fine-tuned system like we have this year. And then around the ballpark, there's some cool new concession things. You probably heard some of that earlier. But out in center field in Ford Plaza, we've got a new custard stand and a walk and a like a panini place out behind on first base side. So it's a lot of new refreshing concession areas. And then I would say going forward this season, what we're really excited about is some new programming. We're really focusing on changing things up as the week progresses and changes. So like a Friday night, for example, we're going to really focus on Bud Terrace and having that be live music before the game, and lots of cool stuff up there. And then on Sundays, it'll be like family day. You know, we really cater to that demographic and have the ice cream and all the stuff out in Ford Plaza and a lot of stuff there. So we're intentionally trying to think about how we can change it up. For people that go to a lot of games, in the past, you might have thought it was kind of the same play every day. We really want to change that up and have the feeling of coming to a Cardinals game feel a little bit different from day to day.
Bill DeWitt III is with us on KMOX. How much I do know that teams will sort of scout what other stadiums do and grab ideas. How much of that do the Cardinals do?
We do a lot of that. We obviously love for ideas to come up internally based on our knowledge of our fans and our market, but there's 29 other teams doing the same thing, plus other sports. So we definitely learn from other teams. We actually had a consultant come in and tell us about some best practices with respect to, for example, like the control room and game day operations and stuff. And that was great for a few good tips for our team. And then they're going to travel a little bit more to other ballparks than they have in the past as part of this effort. So that's always a big part. You'd love for ideas to come up internally, but then you always don't want to reinvent the wheel if it's already happened somewhere else and they do well.
You know, I feel like a broken record with this, but we talk about so much how the Cardinals are part of the very identity of St. Louis, the personhood of St. Louis. And maybe, you know, St. Louis isn't the sexiest city in the country in the sense that we're not New York City. We may not be Miami with the beach or whatever. And I think because of that, so much of our community, our identity as a city is in and with the Cardinals. And I know as an ownership group that you guys get that the Cardinals and St. Louis, it's not like, okay, it's just a business decision. It really is personal for so many people in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's why the passion comes out when, you know, if we're not winning or whatever, there's just passion there. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. It's a big part of the fabric. And I think you've hit on it. You know, St. Louis, being in the middle of the country, and you see that with other, I think, Midwestern cities to some degree. But in St. Louis, it's even more pronounced, I think, because, you know, we've been here for 140 years. And we have this great legacy of the outer markets being a part of what we're all about. You know, if you drive 150 miles in any direction, their big city is St. Louis. You know, if you're on, like, the East Coast or whatever, you drive into, you know, for an hour, you're in some other market, another team or another affiliation. And here it's really about the whole region. And I think that's part of the legacy you're talking about. And then just the winning tradition, the great Hall of Famers, whether it's Jack Buck's and Harry Carey's legacy on this network or so many other things, you know, Stan Musial being one of the greatest players ever, and he just embraced the city his whole life. Things like that make it extra special beyond, I think, what you might see in other markets.
The Cardinals, along with the Blues and the Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals, all really did push to get sports betting passed in the state of Missouri, and it did back in November. It's supposed to be done, I believe, by December, like completely implemented around the state. So what is it going to look like from the Cardinals' perspective when that finally is up and operational?
Yeah, we were behind that effort. We're glad to see it passed. It passed by the hair of our chinny chin chin. It
was a pretty
very
small margin.
Close vote.
Yeah.
But it did get passed, which is great. We have a new partner in Bet365. You'll hear about them from a marketing standpoint. So we're really happy to have that partner. They've been a good, responsible gaming operator in Europe as well as in the U.S. So we're happy to partner with them. But I think it'll be something that fans learn about this season, figure out how they want to do it, if at all. And then in the fall, as we get later into our season, it'll actually be, okay, we're going live. But, you know, a lot of our fans have already been doing it, whether it's illegally, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying me. Not me, but I know.
But, you know, in the vote, it's funny because the vote to legalize was super in our favor in all the border communities because they're used to just driving
crossing the border
and having it be legal and no big deal, right? So interesting how it played out, but we're excited that it's legal. It's regulated, it's monitored, and it's good for the teams. And what's good for the teams in Missouri, I think, is good for everybody.
So does that mean there'll be an app? Will there be a sports book here on the premises somewhere?
Well, everybody will have the opportunity to download an app on their phone, and that's where most of the betting occurs for sports. But we're still not sure if we're going to do something in Ballpark Village. I could see something happening, but the priority is to sort of get it going on the mobile platforms first. And then if we do something retail-wise, it would be probably a smaller spot here somewhere in Ballpark Village.
All right, so coming into today, opening day, How have your few days been? Have you been able to sleep? Do things pick up? Do they slow down? What's it like for you?
Well, you know, it's such an early start, you know, being March 27th today.
Yeah.
Usually we're into early April, and sometimes we start on the road, and it's even past that. But it feels like we were just in spring training, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're here. But I would say the last 2 days it picks up, you know, because it's all the meetings about, you know, the production and all the new stuff we have going on, and is it all finished, and how's that coming? So I would say, for me, it's a little bit of that. And then it's also kind of gets a little hectic because so many people are in. I've got family in town and kids and all sorts of stuff, and it's like, you know, you're sort of juggling a lot of balls, and then when you get past opening day, it kind of like settles a little bit, and you just start to get into the rhythm of the season every day.
I don't want to take any shine away from the Cardinals, but a week from now, you've got the Savannah Bananas coming to Busch Stadium, and they've sold out two dates here, which is unbelievable for a minor league team. I know they've sort of controlled most of it, but how much preparation help do you give to them to pull this off?
Well, they're definitely like know what they're doing. You know, I mean, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Yeah. People don't know, and incredible social media presence that gets everybody hyped up on these things that they do for these games, and they're pretty selective about where they're going to go outside of their home market. And obviously, they picked St. Louis this year. And they don't like pick spots right near us, like adjacent cities. It's so people travel in, and it becomes a whole thing. So we're really excited about that. They have so many fun things that they do, and actually, there's some things we could probably learn in terms of marketing and fun and getting the kids involved. But we're looking forward to that, and it'll be quite a show.
I like it. It'll be fun. I think
I got tickets.
Sold out a football stadium.
The Raymond James. They just played at that stadium. 65,000 people
crazy.
There.
That's
isn't it unbelievable what they've pulled off? Bill DeWitt III, thank you for stopping by and enjoy the day. The opening day is a very long, busy, fun day, and you're heavily involved, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being down in Cardinals Nation to get this going.
Oh, well, we have our logo up here.
That's
true. We get to be here, I think, until they kick us out. Bill DeWitt III, team president for the St. Louis Cardinals, who opened their season today.